You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The ruling about those that are obligated to fast on Tisha B'Av, everyone that is healthy is obligated to fast on Tisha B'Av. So now this year that we have, the fast is postponed on Sunday. So there's a discussion as far as pregnant ladies, what's the exact ruling? So as far as the elderly, or those that they're not feeling well, or they were feeling well, but if they fast, the condition they might would not be as great, so they're exempt from fasting. Pregnant ladies, there's a discussion. There's an idea that there's no difference as far as if the Tisha B'Av would fall during the week, or on Shabbat, or on Sunday. And some hold that they're exempt, and some they hold they should fast half a day. So there are differences of opinion as far as the Tanit that is postponed after Shabbat. So now it's suggested the pregnant ladies, if they're feeling well and the condition is fine, they should try to fast. But if, God forbid, for some reason that they're told by the doctor that they're not permitted to fast, so they should not fast. So any condition that they're directed by a doctor that is not permitted for them to fast, so it's not mutar for them to fast. They cannot be strict and they feel that they should fast and they should not listen to the direction of the doctor or to the Rav. So they should try to, if they're feeling well, they should try to fast half a day. So now, this year that we have the fast starting on right after Shabbat, before it becomes sundown. So this comes Shabbat, sundown is 7:45. So that means this is the last second that one is permitted to eat. But obviously one has to prepare himself before the fast. So that means the fast starts around 7:30 to prepare yourself. And other details about changing your shoes and so on, we'll explain later. But as far as stop eating, you have to try to stop at 7:30. And those that they're exempt from fasting, and they're not going to go, and they're going to fast, they have to make a havdalah before they eat. So that means, now we postpone the havdalah before we eat on Sunday night. So right after fast, about 20 minutes after sundown, we are permitted to eat. So now before we start eating, we have to make a havdalah. So now on Motzei Shabbat, our havdalah is a little different. It's only on candle. No besamim, and no yain, no grape juice. Only we make a havdalah, borei me'oreh ha'esh, beside atah hanatan in our tefillah, before we start saying the Eicha. And at home, those that are not in the Beit Knesset, the ladies, they should make a havdalah on ner, on candle, by saying borei me'oreh ha'esh. So now the kids that they're not fasting, like over age of 6 or 7, and those that are exempt, before they eat, they have to make a havdalah. Because as far as the training the kids for the mitzvot, such as they have to say Shema, they have to have a talit, they have to listen to Kiddush, havdalah, and so on, it's the same aspect, because they're not fasting, and the halacha is, before bar and bat mitzvah for the boys and the girls, they're exempt from fasting. So now before they eat, just like every Motzei Shabbat, they have to make a havdalah themselves, for those that they are exempt, like the mother, if she's not fasting, or somebody that is not, God forbid, feeling well, has to make a havdalah and include the children that they're under the bar and bat mitzvah, so to be able to eat.
Even if they heard the night before in shul?
Well, in the Beit Knesset, we're not going to make a havdalah, only on candle, right, because we are fasting. So the only ones that they're going to make a complete havdalah, those are they're going to eat, because they're exempt from fast. So for us, is that a shame that we are fasting, so before we eat, we postpone the havdalah right before eating. That means right after the fast on Sunday night. Because we only do bore me'ore ha'esh and candle, so we're able to use the light and so on. But the havdalah will be postponed in the conclusion of the fast on Sunday.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.